I believe. Maybe I'm mistaken. But you.
Oh. What?
I don't. There's a new term. I may have been in reference to the food or something else. I can't remember. Like, you know, this new mRNA stuff they're wanting to roll out.
They're going to vaccinate the food. They're simply going to put mRNA in the food supply.
And right, but you said it was. You said it's going to be labeled as something that's completely like.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a particular company owned by Bill Gates. Currently, the promise is that with this technology, with this new fruit and vegetable coating, the fruit or vegetable will last 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm. So.
And the name of the product, ladies and gentlemen, owned by Bill Gates, is called Apeel.
Mm-hmm. All of that's what it
is. Apeel. A-P-E-E-L. Apeel. Mm-hmm. Now, you stay away from that.
Right. You know, I mean, it's good. I mean, I saw it was completely not in relevance to what I was thinking, but, you know, I mean, if they do roll this meat out and they do label it saying, hey, yeah, this is mRNA, you know, or whatever, they're going to come up with some kind of an acronym to pass it off so you eat the shit, you know. So, I mean, basically what I'm getting at, like you were saying, I just have people come up to me and start talking to me. I don't know them from Adam. You know, I mean, who's to say some of these folks might be angels in disguise? You know what I mean? Because we entertain angels.
Am I sharing the name of the mound or the tribe?
For the love of God, you put me right on the spot, man. Wolf Plain Mounds. That's O-O-L-F-E. Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. Plain Mounds. Adena. The Adena people, and it was...
Okay.
What they say, you know, I mean, it could be, God only knows how old, you know what I mean? But they say, you know, between 1,000 and 100 AD, 1,000 BC and 100 AD. But, I mean, I think they're a lot older. But as I was standing there, you know, touching the mound, this local drive-by, and generally I attract these older guys, and, I mean, the older guys always have a lot more information, too, which is, I find, absolutely amazing. But he pulls up and goes, "Are you're admiring the mound, huh?" And I go, "Well..." I go, "Yeah. I just moved here about 3 months ago." And I go, "I've never seen one in person." He goes, "Yeah, my dad built the first apartments over here in 1965, right across the road over here." I go, "Oh." I go, "So you've been around here a while?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I just live up the way." I go, "Yeah." I go, "It's really something else." I go, "It's awfully big, the mound, you know." And he goes, "There's a trail right up the side there. You can go up on the top of it." He goes, "We used to play on it when we were kids all the time, when we were kids." And like I said, this guy's probably 75, 77 years old. And we just had a good conversation, you know, and he said, "My name's John."
Yeah.
Am I cutting in and out? Really?
Yeah, we're losing your signal there, Mr. Wayne.
Wow. Huh.
I heard most of it.
So, you know, we go, he goes, "Well, my name's John." I go, "Huh." I go, "Well, my name's John, too." And we shook hands, and I go, "Thanks for talking to me about this here, you know, and kind of just give me quick history of the area." And he said there was another one up the road, and there was. So he pointed me the right direction before he took off. And I went and checked it out. I didn't stop. But, you know, it's something to behold, man. I mean, there's so much stuff, and they want this stuff destroyed.
Oh,
I mean, they don't want people to be aware of it. They don't want people to know what it means. They don't want people to know the significance of it. And, you know, I was like, you know, for the hell of it, I'm going to check ley lines and see just about where we sit on ley lines. And I shit you not, I'm literally at a cross section, a two-way cross section. And, you know, this stuff is very real. I mean, all of it. I mean, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know why I'm even telling the story. But
That's good because we got a lot of mounds down here, Louisiana. Matter of fact, LSU is built, Louisiana State University is built on a mound. So, you know, the Mississippi Mound Builders.
That's right. You know, Cahokia is the biggest establishment or established city. And that, for people that maybe not know, that's spelled C-A-H-O-K-I-A, Cahokia. You know, I mean, and interestingly enough, I mean, it's, well, I mean, obviously it's on the Mississippi River, the Mississippi River Basin, you know, and that, because that was, that was the lifeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get your water, it's where you get your fish. That's, it's a highway, an interstate highway, if you know how to use it correctly.
There you go.
And, you know, it's, but no, I did, I mean, I went up there and sit down right in the middle of this thing. Offered a piece of granite, a flower I found on the mound itself, a feather that was laying there. And I didn't, you know, before I left the house, I'm like, shit, I ain't got enough stuff to even offer. All I got is this piece of granite. So I got there, and then the mound offered me the rest of what I guess, had to offer to it. You know, I mean, I'm, you know, look, people may say, oh, this is all hokey and stuff, or it's, you know, it's just Pharisee. That's not. No. To notice the energy. That's the one thing. Went for a ride this afternoon. I was told the town just has a bad feeling to it for some reason. And I went to it. And it does, man. It just, the town just, it's got a bad feeling to it. I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. But, you know, you just, it felt really negative. Really, really negative.
Did you walk barefoot on it?
No, I didn't. We were just traveling through in the vehicle.
Just try it one time.
Okay, I'll have to do that. You know, and I know where I'll do it at. It's a new fishing hole I found as well while I was out on a little adventure. So pretty sure I can catch some really nice largemouth and smallmouth bass. Right there.
Yeah, that's a resource.
That's right. You know, I mean, for the hell of it, we're just, you know, just talking about all kinds of different stuff, but having extremely interesting encounters of noises and smells and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm literally in Sasquatch's, you know, back door, if you would, National Forest. And not all the stories I've done and reading on and research and come to find out the validity of these things. You know, this is the place, YouTube channel I'll throw out for sure. Sasquatch Chronicles, man. If you haven't heard it, if you don't believe in it, if you're on the fence, you don't know if it exists or if it doesn't, you need to go listen to Wes from Sasquatch Chronicles. And I'm gonna tell you what, man. They'll make a believer out of you. These people aren't, they're not lying, man. They're telling the truth. And not only is it that, but there's other things becoming to walk on the earth right now. I mean, we could go down the woo-hoo path and, you know, speak of some of these things, but, you know, some people like it, some people don't. It's a turn off for some people. You know, some people are like, yeah, I know it's real because I freaking saw one. I mean, I saw one night, but it wasn't full on, you know, like face-to-face. I was going down the highway. 11:30 in the morning, about midnight, going home from work, not a single thing to drink or smoke, not a thing, straight as an arrow. And this thing was in the left-hand lane of the four lane. I'm in the right-hand lane, same lane, you know, left lane, the right lane, four lane highway, divided highway. And I passed this thing at 65, 70 mile an hour. And it was hunched over like it must have been looking at roadkill or something. And as I passed this thing, I kid you not, just intense fear, like just a feeling that I've never experienced before. You know, slammed on the brakes, car comes to the sliding halt sideways in the road, moonless, overcast night, not another car on the road for miles. I look back and I'm like, holy shit, did I just see that? I mean, even when I got home, my wife was like, what's wrong with you? I go, you are not going to believe me. You know, you're not going to believe me. That, they're real. I saw one. Then I want to see one where I'm at now. Like I said, I'm like literally in their backyard. Been hearing huffing noises across the fence line. I love cantaloupe. I really do. You know, back where I come from, it's called muskmelon. Mm-hmm. That's where they grew it. It was Muscatine, Iowa. They grew a whole lot of it there. But So instead of cutting and, you know, slicing it in slivers and then, you know, taking off the peel that way, I just cut it in half, took the guts out of it, and just started with a spoon, just eating out of the rind. I got done with it. I was like, well, the trash can is kind of full, so I live out here in the country now. I'll just take it over there and throw it across that fence line. And I did. A day or two later, man, I'm telling you, we're letting the dogs out, getting ready to go to bed. And we don't go outside after dark here. It's just, there's a feeling, you just don't do it. Especially if you don't hear any bugs. You hear no bugs, you hear no frogs, you hear absolutely nothing, like a dead silence. You could drop a nail in the gravel road out front, and you could hear that nail hit the road.
Yeah, it's too quiet. Too quiet.
Yeah, way too quiet, you know. So it wasn't quite that like that then. We've had a couple nights like that, and it's eerily quiet. You notice it. And I shit you not, people are probably out of their minds right now listening to this, but I heard this, it was huffing, and it was loud, like as it moved through the grass. And the grass, compared to me, I'm a tall guy, and the grass come about up about the bottom of my chest. And to move through this, I mean, if you're big, it's going to make noise, but this thing was making huffing noises, just my wife goes, John, do you hear that? I didn't want to admit it to her. I go, I think I might. So I started huffing back. Same call back, you know, I just did. And it starts huffing back at me, getting closer. Now, mind you, the fence line, you can't see through it. I mean, the stickers, the briars, the bushes, I mean, it's thick. I mean, this is like a jungle. A deciduous forest is what it is.
It's my fault. Hey, listen, we were together tonight, and you know me, I'm Mr. Scholar, Mr. Mathematics and books and shit, and I don't pay attention to stuff. It's real, let me tell you, because we stopped at this little town, and I shit you not, the atmosphere. John, did you tell them about that?
I mentioned a little bit of it. I didn't get into great detail, but I'll tell you, when we got there, it's just foreboding. You know, and we drove around quite a little bit and kind of stopped in a couple areas, and it's really, really heavy. And when we went to leave, I just got this sinking feeling in my throat. Like, it was like literally like a ball in the bottom of my throat. Just, it's like, my God, just negative.
You're like a sensitive. He is. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, he doesn't like talking about it, but it's like a divining rod for this shit, you know?
You know, and like I was saying, I'm pretty sure I've got some Sasquatch near. And the Wayne National Forest is known for having them. And, I mean, if you don't believe me, just go type in, you know, Wayne National Forest, and you'll find all kinds of reports on the BFRO website. You know, they're like, you can cohabitate with these things. You can coexist, you know. Don't go out and play in their yard. They won't come in and play in your yard. You know, if you feed them, I mean, yeah, they're going to probably let you know they're there, you know, but don't make it a big habit. I mean, Christ, for the love of it, we had some chicken that went bad. We laid it over by the fence line. Yeah, I saw some crows nibbling on it a little bit. Didn't see anything else nibbling on it. We went to town, did some groceries. We come back, it's all gone. I mean, there's like six pieces of chicken that went bad. I mean, horrible. I hate to say that, but it did. We come back, it was gone, and it was just this overwhelming smell of skunk. And we had a smell tonight, didn't we, Deacon, on the highway?
Yeah. It smelled like a skunk, but not really like a skunk.
Yeah. Like musky kind of a smell.
Yeah, you know, we had up that cemetery on dark. Tell them about that, huh?
What was that?
Cemetery.
Oh, yeah, cemetery, you know, I mean, it's...
We did this, all this shit tonight. We went to the cemetery right on the edge of this place, of this, like, atmospheric national forest darkness, and it was, like, almost like a boundary, and there was a huge, big white cross up on the highest part of the hill of the cemetery, like, facing geometrically towards this dark area and shit. A huge cross, like, I don't know how many, 15 feet in the air type of thing?
At least. You know, and weird enough, I mean, there's a baby buried right in front of it. like literally a, you know, a silver, what do you call it, the brass plaques, you know, if there's not a headstone. And it's like wild, man, just absolutely wild. I mean, and then to think of it, there's places like this all over the country, right? And I've was been listening to it. I'll shout this podcast out too, The Confessionals. If you have not heard it, if you have not heard this guy, his name's Tony, and his broadcast called The Confessionals, you need to check it out. No, I mean, to get into the war, you know, creepier aspect of things, you know, Stephen Bannoon put a video out there the other day, and I've kind of been on top of this for a little while now because I just kind of happened to stumble upon it. I mean, don't get me wrong. My whole life I've kind of had this imagination with werewolves, right? And there's a lot of people that do. But when I got here, it's really weird how just things kind of started to come together. You know, a farmer stopped and asked, you know, about his cattle. And if I saw some cows that got loose, I'm like, no, I ain't seen any. You know, eventually they did find them, but, you know, he just sitting out there and he goes, something just keeps scaring the ever-living hell out of my cows. I go, oh? I go, what do you think it is? He goes, I just don't know. I mean, he's probably got a damn good idea, I'd say. You know, and I stumbled upon another great podcast. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Dogman Encounters by a guy named Vic Gundiff. These podcasts will prove to you these things exist because these people are not lying. So a thing down there in your area, Sergeant Miller and Two Feathers, a thing called the Rougarou, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Kushma, Rougarou, yeah.
You know, it's, I don't know, I want to start getting into talking about some of this stuff, maybe even starting a new broadcast, you know, maybe try and do something monetized on YouTube. Because the thing is it's like, you know, the information's out there, the people that have had these encounters, it's out there, the stories are out there, you know, and they're becoming more frequent. And people are like, well, why are they becoming more frequent? Well, my understanding is what it is that it's, well, I mean, you have encroachment of, you know, land, you know, human beings, let's say, sapien, homo sapien, you know, encroaching on these environments. And not only that, but you have the procreation of these entities or these creatures.
Yeah, there's a couple different things here, John, like John's saying. First of all, Bannoon was he's a former police officer, and he was a CIA desk officer for 7 years. He's a Messianic Jew. He converted him and his wife from Judaism to Christianity, and they got saved, and he's a minister now. And he's a biblical scholar. He knows the Dead Sea Scrolls, and he could read the original Hebrew. And so he goes up to Washington, drives up there once a week from Tennessee, and he has meetings with people up there in the White House, and they give him information in exchange for him commenting on these Dead Sea Scrolls about end times and stuff. And he's come out and done videos and said that he was told that they, some of them were super soldiers that they engineered with half human, part animal, and they can't kill them, and they're trying to hunt them down and kill them, and the some of them are just like demonic now that have come up upon the earth now. Some of them, apparently, he said, and he's quoting the Bible scripture and everything. I'm like, yeah, right. And then they told him up in Washington, the Nephilim created these things. They're monsters. Okay. And according to him, when we had the flood, all that, and all the dinosaurs died, like a nanosecond worth, and God killed them all because they're like, monster creations of the Nephilim. They were never supposed to be, and they made these things as like their offspring or something. But apparently,
right.
And they're doing it now again. And they're popping up all over the place, and they weaponize these things. Good.
You know, right. I mean, even to the Sasquatch, the Native Americans say that those are Neanderthal. That's what the Native Americans say. They've been around forever, you know. But like you said, the thing that's really wild. So I'm going to put this in the chat log at Element. And this is probably the absolute most convincing story that I've heard. And it comes from a retired deputy sheriff, 32 years deputy sheriff. And he is not lying. He is telling the truth. And it's titled Episode 514, The Confessionals, Terror in the LBL. The LBL is a place called Land Between the Lakes. And part of it's in Kentucky, and the other part of it's in Tennessee. It's a huge nature reserve. You said you listened to that last night, right, Deacon? I mean, am I bullshitting? This guy's telling me.
This dude was staking his reputation. He's been with you for 32 years on that stuff. He was lying. They can get in trouble for talking about this shit too, you know.
Right. He got his ass chewed, really. And the park rangers and the state police and so on tried to make, you know, a big joke of him, you know. And it's, I don't know, man. People need to just listen to it. It's really something else. And, you know, these things are coming upon the earth.
He's like a magnet for this shit.
I know.
He's like a magnet, seriously. But it's like a, you know, in a good way, because
it's a gift,
it's,
man.
Like exposing this stuff. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've had all kinds of encounters. I mean, I've seen different UFOs. The first time I saw a UFO, I was 5 years old. It was a great big red orb right across the field in my grandparents' yard, and it was literally just doing absolutely unbelievable maneuvers. I mean, and that went over and hovered above a power generation station, then shot off into the sky at speeds that totally incomprehensible. That was the very first sighting. I mean, I've had others. I can sit here and go through all of them, and I've had extremely interesting stuff happen ever since I was a kid. You know, I mean, I was deaf for the first 4 years of my life. No kidding. First 4 years of my life, I could not hear. I had tubes put in. I heard for the first time at five. And I saw this thing when I was probably just not too long after I'd had the tubes put in my ears. I told my grandma, I'm like, oh, honey, you're just having a bad dream. Oh, grandma, I know what I saw. You know, and... But the most profound thing I've seen, this is the absolute most profound I've ever seen. You can look it up. We went and purchased a car this day. October 25th, 2017. And if you type it into a computer and type in Des Moines Airport shut down due to heavy rain. On this day, after we got the car, we went to Denny's to get some food. And it was just a little bit past sunset, but they had these low-hanging clouds, and the city lights were lighting up like the absolute insides of these clouds. And I kid you not, a craft drifted silently between these two clouds. It was a huge metallic orb, and it looked like one of the petrospheres that's on display in Glasgow, Scotland, in a display case, and it's the middle petrosphere. So anybody listen to this and can remember that, you know, check it out. Spit an image of it. You know, and I didn't know anything about these petrospheres for like 4 months before I saw this craft. Once I saw the petrosphere and I saw the craft, it's like, oh my God, that's what these people were trying to, you know, imitate with these round, balls of stone. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, how far do you want to go? How much do I want to say? My dad was investigating satanic.
Tell him about the Blackhawks.
Shit, yeah. Well, there's two Chinooks. No. Three Chinooks, three separate times, and one age 64 Apache longbow helicopter. I was held... No kidding. No joke. I've got four people that vouch this story for me. I was held at gunpoint by an AH-64 Apache helicopter. I believe
it. All you gotta do is put your hands up.
That's all you can do, man. That is all you can do. And I did. You know,
you got
put my hands
that,
up. Yeah, that was around 2008. I wasn't really involved in anything media-wise. But me and my buddies, we went fishing at this pond way out in the middle of nowhere. And we brought a couple 22 rifles with us, plunk pop cans. You know, maybe a bullfrog or something if we saw one. And standing there, and I was like, wow, that's cool. There go two Chinooks and another gunship. Little did I know, the other gunship that was flying formation with this thing broke off to check us out. And he was hovering, I kid you not, map of the earth, about 450, maybe 500 yards behind this tree line, and he just popped up. You can't hear them when they're that low to the ground because of the swash of the blades. A lot of people don't know that. This thing just popped up. There he is. As big as God and everything. I watched the pilot, you know, the gun, 3mm chain guns hooked up the pilot's reticles on his helmet. And I could see his head moving. And I could see that gun moving. He's checking us all out. The only thing I could think of is it was President Obama, and he was flying over the Des Moines River when it was flooding in 2008, and he was on one of them Chinooks. And we had a couple 22 rifles down there. That's the only thing I could think of what it would have been. But, yeah, an interesting story.
I have a Blackhawk story, too, over here where I'm at, suburban Columbus, southeast. Oh, it was when, I guess, the last part of Obama's presidency. I know what a Blackhawk is, and there's two of them that were about 300 or 400 yards from my house, flying about a couple hundred feet above this of my neighborhood, just going back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, came over my house and disappeared. Why? In the middle of the day, like this summertime for no reason. Why? Why over my house?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No joke. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not lying.
I had it happen twice at my old residence. I could hear them coming.
What's a Black Hawk helicopter? Two of them. Huge. And they're so goddamn.
What color were they, Deacon?
Up in the air, I thought that black, pure black.
They're pure black. Pure black. Okay, interesting.
Big, big, long, big rudders. They were so huge but so graceful. Just they, like the next subdivision over, like 300 yards, they just sat there and just did a couple maneuvers and then flew over my house and disappeared. They're over top of my house.
Why? Yeah, there's, you know, the two incidents where the Chinooks, well, there's three of them, like I said. One of them, I was building fence with my buddy. We were out in the middle of nowhere. And this thing was coming literally direct at us, nap of the earth. And I took my phone out and I started video recording this thing. And the pilot saw me recording, and he deviated course by like 45 degrees and went the other direction. Scared the shit out of some cows, too. But the ones that were happened at the house, that was weird. Because once they went over, they flew out, and they flew 15 minutes out. Southeast of town, right over the top of my house, like literally right over the top of my house. I could look up through the loading door for the winch in the bottom of the helicopter, and the inside of the chopper was green, you know, the cargo compartment.
I don't like talking about this because I don't like telling people this shit because they think I'm crazy, but something ain't right.
Real.
And I'm not saying I'm important or anything like that. I'm not. I'm just some fucking someone with a mouth. That's all. I don't even know what I'm talking about 3/4 of the time, but something ain't right. And you think you're, John, you're a magnet for this shit. I'm telling you right now, man.
It is. You know, and I'm waiting to see my UFOs. I want to see UFOs. You know, we're not too far from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And that's where they've got crashed craft. And that's where they keep the ET bodies, way underground. You know, I listened to a Linda Moulton Howe interview. She interviewed with a guy that actually seen these things and was, you know, involved with the actual autopsies of the Roswell incident. And, you know, I want to see my first UFO here. I really do. You know, I mean, hell, take me for a ride on it. Please. I beg you. You know, let me put me behind the controls for a little bit, please. That would be fun. But this stuff is all real, and it's wild how now the government's coming out saying a lot, talking about this stuff. Well, why are they doing it? Well, because they're so far up to their neck in excrement.
They have to release it somehow. Yeah.
They're trying to find everything.
Blows up in their face. Right.
Well, not only blows up in their face, but they need a massive distraction, you know. And it didn't gain traction like they thought it was going to.
Right.
When I was working at the test site in 207, 206, I was working a shift that just rode up in a van, and not with the big group. And we got home at about 8:30 in the evening. I don't know what month this was, but, and then I drove home, and I got home, and I had to let Boo Boo out, and I heard the Metro police copter flew right over my head and turned left and went toward downtown, which was right there. And then I looked to my right, and I see the TR-3 flying northeast over my house, and it tripped me out. had, you could see the design of it with the three lights. And when it got past me, the back end of it had like an oval shaped exhaust system, blowing red and blue, making it look pink. And it looked like a black light was, it was like a black light, seeing it as a black light flaring like that. The next day I went into the test site to work, and the sheriff comes up to me and says, he leans over and he's waiting for his burger, and I'm hooking him up. I said, quite a sight I saw last night. And I just explained what I saw. And I looked at him and I said, was it theirs or was it ours? And he wouldn't tell. He didn't know what to say. But
Bryce said, Jared, you did not see a damn thing. You did not see nothing at all.
No, he was the sheriff. He wasn't the sheriff of Nye County, but he was the sheriff of the test site, right there at Mercury. And I don't know.
They've got a lot of interesting stuff there, man. That Skunk Works, you know, and all, you know, was it, who else does work out there besides Skunk Works? I want to say Lockheed Martin, I think, right?
Yeah, when I worked out there, all those parcel places were surrounded by me. They were all gone, but the guys that I worked with say, yeah, that used to be a so-and-so and so-and-so, and food was cheap at the test site back then to eat.
Did you ever see anybody that looked not human, or, I mean, just didn't put off the vibes as being a human, you know, like they just...
Not really. I saw some of these guys that were under, that have the, they have the higher to go to the front for, what do you call it? You gotta have a card at your letter or something that you could go back there. And a couple guys had that on their badge. And I said, I would ask him questions and stuff. He goes, yeah, I can't see. I gotta play it cool. Even with my relatives, they don't know what I do up here. And, you know, I believe that.
Well, I bet so.
Well, when you think about, you know, that thing when Sergeant Miller mentioned the other night about that movie with Jamie Foxx, and they did, they cloned Tyrone. I didn't see the movie, but I saw the previews of it. And I don't know about y'all. Y'all need to check out the previews. That doesn't look like Jamie Foxx to me. I don't know about y'all.
But you say that's a movie they you say they named this movie, they say the movie's name is what? Who cloned Tyrone? No kidding. Yeah. And they have Jamie Foxx playing the part, or the new Jamie Foxx playing the part?
Yeah, he plays a pimp.
Yes. Oh my God. Didn't he get the vibes that didn't seem like Jamie Foxx? That's not him,
course.
Bro.
Of course. I mean, I follow Jamie Foxx and Live in Color.
Did they clone him or what?
Well, I mean, they originally said he went blind, didn't they? When he was in the hospital, he went blind.
That's what I'm looking at. You know, like when your blood gets like dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple cousins that was on dialysis machine. Their skin tone will change. It'll lighten up because you know, the flow of your blood
You have to have your blood circulated
clean. Yeah.
Well, let me say this.
I don't say much. Sarge, is that when your blood has to go get, you're diabetic and you have to go get a dialysis?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Like that, it'll change your skin color. You know, it'll be lighter than what you normally was. That's what I was looking at. You know, seeing cousins that died from being on dialysis for like 2-3 years, you know.
My buddy Blaze that doesn't call anymore had some of his fingers cut off from so much of going to dialysis that I haven't heard from him. I don't know how he's doing, but God bless him. Taught me a lot about diabetic and that stuff. So if you're listening, Blaze, much love to you, brother. He was blind, too.
Yeah, and I'm not... And I'm not saying that they haven't cloned them. I'm just, you know, I'm just using my experience. But it also could be a distraction from the fact that it's vaccine related. They don't want that to come out.
Right. And then if you look at the old Jamie Foxx, the old Jamie Foxx is more, you know, hood, like, you know, he had more hood, more soul in him. Like, you know, the real Jamie Foxx. He just acted with more soul.
When did they clone him? When did the clone come out? Fill me in, bro.
The movie came out a couple of weeks ago. But he been out of the limelight for what, a month and a half? Sure. Almost 2 months?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
And you look at the new Jamie Foxx with, you know, the supposedly
new.
Yeah. it's awful funny they named it, they cloned Tyrone.
Yeah.
It's a deep movie.
Right. And if you just the soulness of this individual doesn't even seem like the real Jamie Foxx to me. That's what I got
about seeing him in the pre-s of the movie. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
You know, the thing is, it's interesting. It's like how they have to tell you what they're doing. I don't know what it is. It's some kind of like something to like, they have to like keep karmatic effect or something. I don't know. They just have to tell you what they're doing.
Really?
And right there, they told you what they're doing.
They elite.
Yeah, it's actually a deep movie because in the movie, it shows you how they put stuff in the food and hair products, how the music affects people's attitudes. They got a church scene where, you know, the deacon is like, don't worry about your light bill. Just put your money in the collection plate. You know, it's little things like that. It shows you of some realities that we know about here on Rev Radio. So,
you know, God in the Bible, he forbade man to mix seeds like that. I think it's in the book of Genesis or something. I don't know. It is, but I was listening to a theologian. God says we're not supposed to do that, make these monsters or whatever, and clone people like this.
Yeah,
that's the devil. Let's see right there.
Well, if humanity been cloning animals, you know, like a donkey, a mule, jackass, and also vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think they got the possibility of doing that with, you know, Homo sapiens?
The human gene. Well, didn't Klaus Schwab say that we're hackable now? All humans are hackable? Huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's Harari.
Mm-hmm.
Klaus Schwab's handler.
Yes, I can. Right, amen.
I mean,
according to Benoon, they've got these underground bases where they actually grow these things in test tubes and make them. He also said if you work in one of those special underground bases, you have to sign a piece of paper saying you will not invoke the name of Jesus Christ once you go underneath the ground to that laboratory. That's wild.
Like an NDA?
Yep, and they put the name Jesus Christ. You can't talk about Jesus Christ when you go into work there. At work.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, here was maybe 5 or 6 years ago where they came out with that series. I don't know, some kind of a series television thing. God, I hate television. But it was literally, what was it? It was showing the cloning of human beings, right? And I just read an article there not too long. Not tonight, but sometime within the past 2 years. Maybe not even 2 years, sometime within this past year, within this year, where they came out and they admitted it. Yeah, man, we've got these, for lack of a better term, test tubes, right? I mean, enclosed womb, there you go. And they're making children. Man, it gets into the black-eyed children. where those aren't obviously children. Those are demons. And that leads credence to why you can't utter the name Jesus Christ in these underground facilities, because this is what they're making. I mean, look, there's stranger shit out there, I assure you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, look at Biden. Mechanic did a show a year or two ago, different temple levels, different forehead, different earlobes, right?
That's right. And not only that, I mean, the children.
He's got to be a clone, man.
The children were able to hold their head, like newborns, like a day old, were able to hold their head up and look around. That's not normal.
And 2 days old, hold their bottle.
Right. Yeah, that's not normal. That's not normal. Ask anybody that's raised a child, a normal child. It's not vaccine laden with graphene and nanotubulars and dancing fibrogel, right? Or something to that effect. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, so look, what I say is that if you were going to take over a human species, this is how you would do it. You aren't going to come in and blow everything up and annihilate everything. You're going to covertly come in and breed interspecially with the species to breed them out. Tell me I'm wrong. Somebody.
Hey. I'm open-minded to a lot of shit these days.
Right? I mean, and... it's just,
did you guys
go ahead?
Did you guys hear about? I think it was people that were receiving that jab. it started creating these not worm. I wouldn't say worm.
Morgellons.
If you think,
Morgellons.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. You'll continue on them, and if deemed fit, I'll explain.
Okay. It was like these little, like if you think of a praying mantis, you know how a praying mantis looks like a stick? Well, imagine these things being like a mutation of a stick, but then it branching off like snowflakes. You know how, like they say, you look under a microscope, snowflakes look different shapes, and they branch off like.
Shedding.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily shedding. I'm talking about just from receiving the jab alone, you know. Mm-hmm. But this thing was like branches. It was like making branches inside of the human body. They actually they saw this under a microscope, that this thing was like just
self-replicating.
Branches.
Huh? Self-replicating.
Yes.
Like building mutating. Itself, putting itself together. Yeah.
It was just, I mean, like little sticks, like just branching off like into these snowflake shapes. But just like kept branching off in different areas.
I mean, see, some of the theory is that this shot is making it to where it uses the blood, right, to self-replicate. Mm-hmm. So there's iron in the blood. There's traces of copper in human blood. And then I would assume there's magnesium is another trace element of metallic structure in the human blood. Anything else anybody else can think of off the top of their head?
Hmm. Talking about in human blood?
Yeah. Like metallic type, you know, or something there close there to, you know what I mean?
Well, you said mainly the two main ones that... Well, I mean, I've also heard of traces of gold and silver, along with copper.
Yeah. I mean, because if you use silver iodide, that's one of the greatest disinfectants, or what do you call it? Not disinfectant. What's the word I'm looking for here?
But don't you have aminos in your
antibacterial yes. qualities? Yes. Now go ahead, sir, two feathers.
No, I'm saying, don't you have aminos in the blood system?
That would be acids, you know, and I mean, if the shot was able to manipulate acids in such a way where it could use the acids as some congelation between the metallic structures from the, what do you call it, the graphene oxide, the iron, the copper, and magnesium. You know, I mean, look, they've been playing with this stuff for quite some time, and they're getting help from somewhere. This isn't just some concoction come up by Anthony Fauci sitting, you know, behind a lab playing with, you know, a bunch of weird shit.
Bill Gates?
Right. Well, him too. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, they're getting this from somewhere else, and I say it's probably off-world. If it's not off-world, it's some kind of an AI creation that's been able to allow it to move in and move forward. I mean, I think it's the take. I think it's the taking over the human species, honestly.
But wouldn't you all say that, you know, just like, let's say, for example, if they was to come in and no matter Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab, any of these individual sick freaks that come out here and do a crime against nature, okay? Let's say not such as a poison, you know, to the deer or the rabbits or the squirrels, anything like that, but it's something that's turned them into a freak natured animal, you know, through a molecular manipulation. Wouldn't you all think that the, you know, the FDA and environmental would want to step in and have a say against this type of manipulations that man is doing upon nature? What is your opinion?
I say no. I say no because these entities are taken over by the dark forces or the evil, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, that's like board of directors. You know, because Congress is a form of board of directors, and all of these government agencies, EPA, FDA, NIH, they all donate.
Well,
to congressmen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this.
Well, not only that, real quick. I mean, let me say this. I mean, they're also bought out by BlackRock and other like entities.
Well, with the EPA and the wildlife and fishery, you know, wildlife and game, and fishery. So I would think that wildlife, game, and fishery, like if you went and started, and go up in front of the wildlife and fishery and say, what if we was to feed the fish these pellets, you know, into the waterways? How do you all feel as a office? Would you feel like that you would stand by and just let people put these pellets feeding the food to these fish if you know that they was GMO, you know, injected?
And well, it depends on how much money they lined in their pockets.
Oh yeah, yeah. When I read articles of these refineries dumping toxic chemicals into the local waterways, and that they'd rather pay the fines and taxes than pay companies to get rid of these toxic chemicals, I was like, this shit is on another level.
Well, have you guys, I interviewed Celeste Solem there, I want to say, man, I think it was three different times, and I brought it up, the stuff that she was divulging back, you know, when I interviewed her, and she was talking about the dormant parasites that are sprayed basically through typically, I guess you could say, chemtrailing. And these parasites lay dormant in the undergrowth in these forests. Some of them can be activated through a frequency. And then others, they just lay dormant for X amount of years, you know, and they get enough, you know, climate accurate weather and temperature and moisture and so on and so forth. These things become active. And that's one of the theories of where chronic wasting disease come from in the deer population so heavily, because they're, you know, they're trying to thin out the deer population as a sustainable food supply, you know. And then not only that, there have been quite a few fish die-offs lately, too. I mean, one of the most recent was right there in Palestine, Ohio, you know, the train derailment where they said, well, you know, let's just set it on fire. Can we have a discussion about this first? You know, I mean, come on, man. But, you know, back in Iowa, I saw where there was 20,000 flathead sturgeons died in one specific body of water. And it's like, well, we've just blamed it on the heat. Well, I mean, yeah, that's possible. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, 20,000 fish? I think somebody probably dumped something in it, if I had to take a guess. You know, in the river, specifically. But there's, well, I mean, was it? Let's get down the brass tacks. Kissinger, you know, if you control the food, you control the people.
Yeah.
This gets right back to the mRNA. Meats. Go ahead. Lab-grown meat.
No, China too. You know, they, I listened to the old man prophet, you know, years ago, and he was wondering too, you know, as he went to China, and he asked him, you know, like, how does you all as president control, you know, over a billion people? And somebody said the food. You know? And then look, we have a manipulation of Bill Gates, you know, buying up these thousands of crop, acres of crop right here in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's not good. You know, and only that, I mean, there's a bunch of things happening. I mean, not to get too far off topic, but the Chinese and other special interest groups are buying mass tracts of land near military installations. You know, I mean, things aren't good. And that's putting it lightly.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
why would they be doing that? Because of live ammo rounds being fired kind of pollutes the soil? So,
well, I mean, now that's one argument. You know, I mean, there's certain, like, refuges you go to hunt. You can't use lead-based ammunition. I mean, it's posted, you know, in certain areas. That's why a lot of ammunition's been turned over to steel. You know, yeah. Steel shot. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, if you're eating a side of rabbit and you plucked it with a, you know, number five, no, what would it be, number six, six or seven bird shot, yeah, imagine if you eat a piece of steel. I mean, steel ain't going to bother you. If you eat a piece of lead, that's not good. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, lead stops Superman.
That's right.
From seeing, using his X-ray.
But not only, you know, not only that, but I mean, who was it? Remember who was giving us lead there years ago in the toys, the paint on the toys?
Oh,
that's right, China.
Wasn't that DuPont, right? DuPont.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, you know, DuPont come out with a seed because I actually worked at a DuPont seed fabrication facility. That's what they call them. And around that time, they began to develop seeds that can grow in ground tainted by aluminum.
Dang.
So,
isn't that so? That's all.
I mean, you know, even now it's like, you know, the medical marijuana industry. Mm-hmm. You know who one of their main proponents are? Monsanto's. Who? Monsanto's. You know, well, Monsanto's is trying to buy into that. A poison facility or a poison company that actually they bought out Bayer, you know, Bayer aspirin. Monsanto's bought out Bayer. What in the hell is a poison company doing buying out a pharmaceutical company?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it was Monsanto's over Bayer,
yeah,
if I'm correct.
Right.
You know,
yeah, that's the one, John, that years ago, that created that mad cow disease because they were injecting them with that. Remember the Monsanto injection, and it was poisoning the cow's udders. Where, remember, they were shaking like they had Parkinson's disease.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's neurological. You know, I mean, you look at that. That's a neurological effect on that animal. You know, so I mean, what is it going to do to a human being? You know, neurological effects. You know, so what are neurological effects on a human being? Well, you have Alzheimer's, you have dementia, you have, well, here's a really big one. You have autism, right?
You got that Joe Biden. That's the new nickname. You got that Joe Biden.
You know, but it's wild. You know, I mean, people just, I don't know. I mean, if they think about it, or if they, you know, or maybe they're just not in tune with things to a degree, or maybe they just don't give a damn, you know. But I mean, here we're telling you right now what the hell's going on.
Well, you know? Speaking of which, talking about Sergeant Miller, speaking about that Joe Biden, yeah, my friend posted this little post about him. He says, this is Joe Biden speaking. When I was a kid back in Scranton, a wheel fell off my canoe. Which made me wonder how many pancakes fit in a doghouse. None, because ice cream doesn't have bones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's straight from CNN.
Get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
Well, I mean, sad to say, I mean, it's the truth. You know, the guy can't think. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Literally, you know, in his own words.
Oh, boy.
It's unbelievable. That they, yeah. And don't lay them on the ground. He'll be sure to step on it for sure. I mean.
Oh, boy.
I mean, hell, he can't even get off of a bicycle. Remember?
Yeah.
My God.
Running up a treadmill when he's going up the plane steps, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well,
the thing that's really weird, I'm going to see if I can find it. I thought I saved it. I hope I did. And it's quite a bit old. I mean, the audio clip, it's basically, it has Biden's granddaughter. Now, I pose a question here. Ro, are you still around? Maybe you can. Was that ever clarified to be his granddaughter? Or is this just some offside video where she comes out and says, well, you know, Grandpa Joe's been dead for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's his brother, Bo Biden. Huh?
Right. And I'm trying to see if I saved it. Now, if I did, I don't know where I would have. But you can't make this stuff up.
Well, not true that is. I mean, I never heard him mention anything about a brother. Where the hell has he been hiding all these years?
Well, so, okay, so let's get the name straight. Bo Biden was his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he die in combat? Or is that's the story, I believe, right?
Yeah. Was that his son's name? The other son, Bo?
Bo, the one that was in the military, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, but, I mean, do we know, I mean, was this a real person? Did he die in combat? You know, is this factual? Well, I mean, then you have the purported widow of Bo Biden, who Hunter Biden got with. Mm-hmm. I mean, this... Talk about some twisted shit, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, inside out. I was.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That, you know, how can, all right? Let's think.
So okay, you know, so the names. I mean, was it Jim Biden? Is that supposed to be his brother?
Jim.
I don't know. I thought I'd heard that. I mean, damn it, I'm grasping at straws. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Two Feathers.
No, I was going to say that, you know, you got that, you know, that going on with you know, you got to wonder the corruption that's being, acclimated with the goings on is, you know, with inside of the government and them trying to play the Trump card of, the four trumped up charges that they're still trying to bring Trump upon and all of that, right, as a covert front. But, in the whole times that, you know, people, they sit here and try to brainwash us all into believing that they're not going to, you know, you listen to John Kerry about, the Earth having 8 billion people on a planet. And then, they're figuring that they need to, you know, genetically modify food when it doesn't need to occur in that manner. Because, you know, as I was growing up, and I'm sure Sarge, you know, experiences it on his own dad's farm, that with fruit trees, like he was saying, that the birds come and eat the figs off the tree. You know, that's because you have so plentiful of figs that's on the tree. If you don't get them before the birds, you know, the birds just eat them. Mm-hmm. But it's just like the same thing with other fruits. You could have, you know, thousands of pears that grow on one tree. And if you don't collect them fast enough, they'll just fall on the ground and rot.
Right.
And, man, you could feed a whole neighborhood of fruit, you know, just off of one tree. So there's no reason why, you know, in the FDA, you know, what kind of FDA system are we running in this country, yet alone around the world? That, you know, these FDA, I mean, I don't know how these other countries, how you all suppose that these other countries run their FDA around their, you know, in their country?
They don't.
Do you think?
Huh? It's all natural. Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, okay, so Europe, I don't know what the deal is with Europe, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say something I do not know. I mean, I'll come out and say, hey, look, not sure. You know, I don't know how it works in Europe. But, like, if you go to a third world country, you know, they produce their own food the same way an American farmer would produce their own food. I mean, what was in the 90s, the Chinese came over here, and the Chinese were like, how in the hell do you have just one man farm 675 acres of land? You know, because China was always doing the factory farming, and they were trying to learn how the United States did their farming. And then not only that, you have the espionage and all that as well, but
and now you got a remote control. People can stand at the bar and
you're glitching out real bad. It looks like you're being abducted. You're not being abducted, or are you two feathers? My God, I think the aliens got him, folks. You should see the image I'm seeing here. His cab is lit up red, and he is frozen in position. Yes, Two Feathers has been abducted.
Danger, Robinson Crusoe.
Try to reconnect if you can. If you need another fresh link, just message me, and I'll try to add you in a fresh link. But, you know, I don't know, man. Like, the news-wise, like, it's ridiculous. All the headlines I've got. And I must not have saved it on this or to where I can find the Biden clip, granddaughter clip. But just in the past, well, let's see here. Let's check it out now. Let's see if the news cycle has updated since we've got on air at midnight Eastern Coast time. And by God, yes, it has. So the top headline is, and this comes from LibertyDaily.com, treason. Blacklisted Chinese military manufacturer acquired U.S. stealth technology, CFIUS, that's some kind of an acronym, I don't know what that stands for, approval through relationship with Hunter and Joe Biden. So what does CFIUS stand for? CFIUS. Okay. What is CFIUS and how does it review foreign investment in the U.S.? Oh, sure, why not? It comes from treasury.gov, so, I mean, by God, it's got to be all about it, right? CFIUS is an interagency committee authorized to review certain transactions involving foreign investment in the United States and certain real estate transactions by foreign persons in order to determine the effect of such transactions on the national security of the United States. So the headline said, what? treason, blacklisted Chinese military manufacturer, acquired U.S. stealth technology. Okay, right. So the CFIUS approval through relationship with Hunter and Joe Biden. So, yeah, I'd say the all capitalized T-R-E-A-S-O-N is well-placed. That's treason. I mean, if you look at the definition of treason, is this not what it spells out in the book, Sergeant Miller?
Of course, blatantly. Yeah, and was the penalty up to hanging by a tree, execution,
firing squad?
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we got to go light on crime now. We have to abolish the death penalty, and we have to make sure that, you know, we don't get caught for our crimes against the country. Speaking on behalf of Joe and Hunter over here, you know what I mean?
And you wonder why we in the shit we in. Over.
My God.
I'm just speaking honestly. I mean,
right.
You know, we talk about these stories every day, and guess what? Ain't nothing going to get solved unless you do something about it. And, you know, if you got a tumor, you got to kill the tumor.
That's right. You have to cut it out. Generally.
Cut it out. I mean, they did it to both our ancestors.
Right, but the thing is, though, is if you have to cut a tumor out, there is a chance that the patient very well might bleed to death. Okay. That's out. You're back.
Yeah, he's back. He's coming in hot.
Yeah.
Hot mic.
Like I was saying, you know, if you cut a tumor out, depends on how big the tumor is and how gnarly and attached it is. Now, imagine I'm using this as an analogy for the United States of America. If the tumor's cut out, will the patient bleed to death? The patient being the United States of America? That's a question. Mm-hmm. You know.
Hold on, come again?
So, like you said, you know, cancer needs to be cut out. And if the tumor's big enough, like let's say the deep state, it's a pretty damn big tumor.
Yes.
If the tumor's cut out, I mean, that would get rid of the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, the Department of Justice. I mean, would the country bleed to death?
Yeah. No, but you know what somebody had stated, John Wayne, and saw it? And the rest of the panel, that whenever, that's the problem. You know, if we get rid of these departments and it becomes the voice of the people, and that's, you see all of these departments that they have like that, this is the problem that we have in this country, that, you know, all of these type of people that are, you know, they don't want to let go of that power. That's what it is.
I agree with you. I'm not. You are finding no argument from me. I'm just putting it out there because, you know, that is a very real aspect. You know, I mean, if we're using an analogy of cancer, you know, if you are operating on somebody and they've got a massive brain tumor, what are the chances of that person going to wake up from that operation? You know.
Yeah, and how can you watch a movie like Braveheart? And I bring that up because I watch it at least once every 2 weeks. You know, like sit down and analyze.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the King Longshanks. He made a decree that all his noblemen could sleep with, like, the wives or the future wives
of the Scots,
mm-hmm. You know, the indentured servants, you know, put it in that term. So, you know, William Wallace.
You know, and what that was, I mean, I just want to throw this in there because it fits.
Yeah.
That was to breed out that lineage, that ancestorship.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mm. Yes. So, you know, at first, you know, there was William Wallace. He didn't want the violence. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was just trying to ignore it. But when he fell in love and went ahead and married that girl behind her dad's back, and once the police, put it that way, once the police saw that, you know, they were married, he felt like he can take his wife, you know, go to bed with his wife. And that ignited the flame, you know?
I'll tell you what, I'm glad the son of a bitch got his throat slit, too.
All right, right? There you go. There you go.
That's a food.
You know, it's wild how we see history repeat. And I've stated it before, and I'll state it again, and you guys know, I mean, it's true. For those that not acknowledge history, history is going to continue to repeat. You have to step in, and you have to mix up that repetitive motion. You have to, let's say, it's like a stream, right? An easy flowing stream that you can walk in. If you stand out and you stand right in the middle of that stream, that water is going to have to go around that force, that resistance. There has to be resistance pushed against the currents to make change. And that's what we're doing with, I don't know. I mean, look, I don't want to say, I mean, look, the information war. Well, look, yeah, man. Information is weaponized now. And the stupider, the more upside down, inside out, inverse, backwards, they can make anything and everybody. You know, they're going to win. We can't allow that. That's why every word uttered from this broadcast, this station, many of its hosts, look, folks, it's the truth. It's the truth they don't want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a shameless plug here for the station.
Go ahead.
Keep running the station, folks. This broadcast is coming from revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, or freedomslips.org. All three URLs will take you to the same page, our home site for revolution.radio. Hit the donate button. Help keep us on air. We are not corporatized in any form, any fashion whatsoever. It's the listeners that keep this station on air. It's 100% listener supported. You know, and the thing is they're making it hard for people to survive. They're trying to strangle stations like these. I mean, just so people understand, you know, we'd use different payment platforms in the past. And what did these specific payment platforms do? They stonewalled the account. They froze the account. We could not get the money back out of said account. Now, I don't know if I can outright mention the company. I'm just not going to do it just for the safety of it. But the whole thing is, you know, snail mail works pretty damn good. You know, not only that, but, you know, donating to the station in any which way means that you can helps keep us on air. That helps us to continue to push the information forward as it comes to us, as all of us. And like right now, we're sitting around this round table and we're just mulling over ideas, you know. I really attune it to throwing it back and forth a medicine ball. You know, and the medicine ball, well, you throw it back and forth enough, tell you what, man, that thing gets heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with the news. Look, the news is getting heavy, but we've got to keep throwing that ball. So what does it take to keep throwing the medicine ball back and forth? I don't know, some oxygen, some water, you know, the pump and the flow of the blood, the exertion of muscle. It's the same thing with this station and its dozen donators, the listeners, you out there listening right now. You are the muscle, you are the blood, you are the flow of the oxygen, and you are the consumption of the moisture of the water that keeps this station moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Because I donate and participate, and If anyone needs any audio help, you know, promos, right. I do that for free because I believe in being part of something bigger than yourself.
Right.
And, you know, you got some great holes here. You know, you got the archives. Man, there's a wealth of information. I mean, man, you damn near got to carry a pad and pencil anytime, you know, have access to it. Because I know when I'm listening to, say, Liberation Nation or your show, John, on Saturdays, The Unequivocal Truth, or Chicago Brews, High Noon. You
good
know,
broadcast.
I keep a paper and pen near because you never know what type of information or a certain website you went to, you put that out. You just never know. So just like in the military, what's a rule in the military? You always have paper and pen on the ready.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you get some coordinates where they need some indirect fire, you best get them damn coordinates straight, man.
Write it on your skin.
That's right. That's pretty permanent, especially if you get a pen, you know. A pencil, I don't know if I'd try a pencil, but, I mean, it works, too. I mean, if the pencil is used down to a fine enough point, it will work on skin, yes.
Yeah, but it's just like carpentry. You know, when you're writing down your measurements from your measuring tape,
right,
I write that sucker right on the board or the piece
That's
of wood,
right.
You know.
Absolutely. And you know, what do? You measure twice, cut once.
There you go.
You know, I mean, yeah, because if you measure once and cut twice, well, you might not have enough supply of the things that you need. And that's not good. To need something that you don't need, I mean, that, you know, that comes in all kinds of different forms and fashions. You know, let's say you're at the grocery store, a Walmart, a local, you know, 7-Eleven, or whatever the gas station in your local area may be, and you've got a bad guy with a gun that comes in, you know, meaning to do harm. If you don't have a gun at the right time or need one when you need it, hey, man, bad things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, what was this I saw as a headline somewhere here recently where they're making the, I want to get this right, tell me if I'm wrong, but shoulder stocks for a firearm, right? They're wanting to make these illegal.
Oh, you're talking about the brace?
Brace, there you go, right.
Yeah.
And I mean, basically, it's the, so, for lack of a better term, the old World War One Lugers, I think they're Luger, maybe, that have the, you know, shoulder brace for like a rifle stock.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same idea, only modern, right?
Correct.
You know, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, you know how you know, I want to state this and I'll throw it to you. It's how vast it could be, right? Because what does every firearm have besides a pistol? It has a stock.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know if you ever heard of the Scorpion, but it's a AR pistol that comes with a brace. And, the senator in Louisiana, Kennedy, he was talking about that. I think we played a couple of weeks ago on the High Council. But they're trying to make it illegal on the basis that it changes it from from single fire to automatic, which is the craziest shit ever.
That's asinine.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's
what
considered
they,
a pistol.
With the braces, you know what we need to do? We, Sergeant Miller, we need to take the braces, and we need to go and butt-stroke them with them. Go ahead, you know, I mean, strike them with the brace itself, in other words.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's considered a pistol AR, and I'm using that for a great example, because I got a friend that got one. He bought it 4 years ago with a brace. So if that law get passed, his weapon would actually be called illegal, which, now, what which is to the, me is not fair because he right, bought it like that legally.
Right. So what is the penalty that they're wanting to enforce for something like this?
I think it's like a $10,000 fine, and I think confiscation. I think it's confiscation of the weapon also.
Jesus Christ. Take the stocks and shove them up their ass. That's what I say. God almighty. You know, so does this go with the same aspect? So there's some certain models of firearms out there where you can take the pistol itself and you encase it in basically what would be considered a rifle format or a short, like, you know, a short gun. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do those fall under the same category as these?
It's basically like the AK. Okay, you got like the Draco and the Hellpup. Those are without like the shoulder brace.
Right, AK. Those are without. Type.
Correct. You know, it's I've shot them. I don't like it without a shoulder where I can brace.
Oh hell no!
I'm more accurate. You know what I'm saying? You're more accurate. It's more. So when you're shooting those like pistol type, like AKs or ARs, it's not accurate to me. It's just basically for show, you know, and I'm not going to shoot a weapon just for show.
Right.
I'm looking for accuracy, you know.
Right. Accuracy and, you know, reliability, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's like some of these videos of these people, and race and color is irrelevant, but these people go out and they'll take a, let's say a 40 caliber Glock that's tricked out, that's fully automatic. And this thing, they pull the trigger and it just sprays and their hand goes everywhere.
Talking about the switch. The switch is what they put on the back of it, on the back plate.
You know, I mean, I guess if you want to spray a lot of lead, yeah. But I mean, if you want to put a lot of people's lives in danger and not be very damned accurate, yeah, especially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just asinine. Well, I mean, what is this? It's death by a thousand cuts. A little bit here, a little bit there. You know, get rid of the assault weapons. You know what? That's the stupidest thing I have ever heard. You know what? What is a weapon made to do? Any weapon. Maybe a hammer, a ball bat, a sword cane. I mean, you name it. It's there to do just that, you know, harm, assault somebody. You know, I mean, unless, you know, you're putting food on your table and then you're assaulting an animal, but then again, that's hunting, and oh, by God, they want to ban that too. This isn't the United States we were born in, gentlemen. And we can't allow it to change.
That's why I mentioned that, you know, why have we, I don't know, like, you know, at what point do we have control? I know that they're running under a different system, which is called the secret, constitution that they run under. And then they even have people, if you go look on Amazon, I think they have books on the secret constitution. I'd like to get one of them myself. I had the time to read it, but I do like Sergeant Miller. I started ordering these different type of books just to have in the library, you know? And, but you find out that they run a secret, constitution, you know, and maybe they would, you know, be some kind of terminology in there that could allow us as a people. You know, I don't know how much power we would have under a secret constitution, but, you know, at what point did these clowns, you know, become in so much power? You know, did you have a Grandma Pelosi say, we know what's best for the people? You know,
go and have a drink, you old washed up hag.
Yeah. And then you got the EPA, like Sergeant Miller mentioned a while ago. That you get someone like an individual Bill Gates that gets to come in and just buy up and start planting his GMO crop, you know, to where it's harmful.
Let me say this. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you need to inject that, go ahead.
Well, it fits right where you're speaking. You know, the GMO crops, about what a lot of that is, it's over patent rights. So if a farmer's growing regular corn or soybeans on the field next to the GMO crop, when the GMO crop goes to germinate, right, and the pollen or, you know, the bees do their action, it moves that GMO over to the farmer's field that has the regular crop. And when that happens, that makes that crop.
Growing the organic crop.
Right. Yeah, they can sue that farmer because his crop got pollinated with the GMO patent. No kidding. Go ahead.
And so, Don.
Go ahead, Two Feathers.
That's been some time. I don't know.
Yep.
I remember that, but I don't think. I bet somebody got behind the good guys, the farmers, and we don't hear about it, but maybe that's why we don't hear about it.
No, I don't think anybody got behind the good guys and the farmers. They're trying to. There you go. That's the business weapon. That will take care of anything. That, you know, that is the modern day, you know, equalizer.
You in the red light district this week?
What's that, Jared?
Are you in the red light district?
Yeah.
Okay, I dig it.
I was waiting for you to put yours on.
No, I didn't get my hair done today. I feel like Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble. No, but you know, I was just curious, like, you know, under whether it be a secret constitution or whatever, that, you know, at what point did these people gain this much power, whether it be a Bill Gates contribution, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you know, saying that once they found out that this was a, you know, corrupted, and it all has to go back to the money, you know, because it all has to do with money, you know, but why isn't there someone, I mean, I know that their hands are all in it. You know, a lot of the politicians and all that crap, and it's probably been for years and years. And it's only until they, you know, they get washed out of the system, which they're taking vaccinations to this day. That's probably allowing them to be able to uphold their health, you know, through a injection. Because, you know, I see things with, from, you know, from my own perspective of what I'm seeing, because I feel like that they have received this scientific injection, if you will. If you look at them, they all kind of, you know, they all kind of like are following after, you know, being above 70 years old and still being able to uphold office. So, and then a lot of them are well above 70 years old, you see? So for them to maintain this type of power and to be able to allow such a corruption to, infiltrate like the EPA and stuff like that, now, you know, whether they're kids of the affluent community, you know, you think of Klaus Schwab and Yuval Harari, ass clown, but, you know, thinking that it's not the God above the clouds, as he stated in one of his speeches, right? But everybody's hackable. Now that they have a way to, you know, hack everybody's genome, that they can, say that Bill Gates can be allowed to do his GMO crop planting. Because now it's becoming a manipulation of the mRNA, But that goes back to my first statement about, you know, the manipulation of nature, like, you know, the crimes against nature. So therefore, not only being a crime against nature now, they just going to allow this, just like I was saying about wildlife and fishery. You know, I just have a hard time believing if you ask, like, here in Louisiana. I know Texas is pretty stringent on, you know, the amount of fish you can catch. Here in Louisiana, they pretty strict about, you know, the size of fish that you're able to catch. But I just would be curious, like, how would they feel if you told them we're going to inject these GMO pellets that are manipulation of their mRNA in the fish? How do you all feel about it? Would you be okay with that if we put this into the water to manipulate the fish gene? So when people eat the food, the fish, that their genes would be manipulated by the pellets, just like the laying of the chicken eggs. People were having problems with the eggs, remember? Because they couldn't, the lady had come on one night on a video and saying that her chicken wasn't laying eggs properly. She only got one in 2 weeks or something. One egg.
Here, I want to put this out there real quick, how to fix that. We had chickens there for a while before we had to relocate. And what I did to circumvent that problem, I took a bug zapper. You know, they got the halogen lights or whatever you want to call them. And, purple halogen lights. And I hung it right in the middle of the bird coop. Them bugs fly into that, get zapped real good. Well, that's calcium for them chickens to lay eggs.
So the zapper was high enough not to be able to affect the chickens, but the bugs would land outside of the zapper.
I guess it's the best way I can describe it. I mean, you want a hot meal or you know, what is it? You want a hot steak or a cold chop, right? A human being. You know, I mean, so basically they were getting a cooked hot zap meal, you know.
Yeah.
But it worked great. You know, I mean, and we noticed that too, because we were buying feed from Tractor Supply as well, and we had a massive reduction in the production of our eggs. Not only that, I'll tell you another thing. Like, I had three really nice roosters. The red rooster, he was old, so I mean his time might have been coming up. But the two real young roosters I had, and they were good looking birds, man. Jet black, black eyes, red crown. All three of my roosters died that year.
Wow. What?
Yep. I lost all of my roosters. So what's that tell you?
So it could have been from the grain that you were feeding them from Tractor Supply?
Very well could have been. Because that's the only, you know, when we started hearing about the egg issue and started experiencing it, you know, about that same time is when our three roosters died. And they died like in succession of each other, like quickly within each other, you know, time frame.
See, that's not right, man. So
because if they can get rid of the rooster, well, then they get rid of the breeding process.
Makes perfect sense. So, you know, it would be monumental if one of us are a listener, you know, around the world that might be listening to Rev Radio right now, would contact a local wildlife and fishery and maybe bring it to the chat, you know, the Matrix chat room, and the people can go in our website, www.revolution.radiofreedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, get signed up to that Matrix chat, and go in there and place it in that Matrix chat of the information that they found, and, you know, that they could find out from the wildlife and fishery if they'd be okay with the manipulation of fish pellets, if it would alter the mRNA in the fish so that people could get the altering, then if we're not going to, you know, and just stating them talking to the wildlife and fishery, saying, well, if you're not okay with us altering the fish, then why aren't we sticking together and coming together and speaking against people like Bill Gates, who's altering the crops around the world, or even here in this country?
It's all about money. I mean, greediness.
Yeah, but case in point, though, John Wayne. Case in point about.
But the thing is, though, I mean, it's not. We're not just, you know, dropping pellets in the water. I mean, they're being poisoned by many different means. I mean, look at all the toxic train wrecks or derailments. There you go. Would be a better word.
That too.
Or rivers. You know, and I mean, yeah. it's a concerted effort to strain the, you know, wild food supply.
Right. So there's a manipulation of the, you know, the food crop, you know, because I mean, myself, as well as I'm sure Sergeant Miller, note when I was stating about the fruit trees earlier, you know, about being able to feed people just off of natural growth, you know, whether it be fruit trees or vegetable gardens, you know, look at watermelons. You could plant, yeah. You know yourself, John Wayne, you could plant two rows of watermelons and probably feed damn near a whole community.
Well, I mean, look what they used to have back in the day, right after the turn of World War II, they had what was called victory gardens. You know, where a whole community, where one person out of the community would have, oh my God, I don't know, I mean, they're massive. Say maybe a 5-acre victory garden, you know? Mm-hmm. And the community could go out there and get food from that. And then now you've got the government wanting to ban anybody being able to put a garden in. No, yeah. You can't collect rainwater. You cannot drink unpasteurized milk. I don't see why not. We've done it for a long time before now.
Sure.
You know, I mean, even to the point where they don't, you know, they want to turn off your, they want to, you know, not allow you to have a wood burning stove.
Yeah.
Got a CO2 calculator on the side of it.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. Man.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be the voice of these Klaus Schwabs and the Yuval Harari. You know, this is where they getting everyone. But yet,
yeah,
no,
I mean,
one.
Do you think they're going to reside in a house or a dwelling without having an air conditioner to keep them cool? Hell no.
No.
You know, but that's what they want to do to everybody else.
Right. And this is not to say that they don't have solar panels on their house, you know.
Well, I mean, eventually those are going to have the same thing as like the Silver Star. I think that's what they're called, right? Silver Star system, yeah. Where they can just turn them off. They can jam them or interfere with them somehow. You know, I mean, they want to control everything. They're trying to control everybody. The other day, I'm just going to put this out there. I'm going to play an audio clip. Let me find it here. Dave Hodges made a YouTube clip. I think it's important, honestly. So I got to find it here. And if you thought a military draft was bad, just wait till you hear what they have planned for you. If you don't go to the military, well, guess what? You're going to go somewhere else. Now, I don't want to have to, well, you know, we'll just do his whole promotion and everything. Why not? Because I do broadcast with him, and I'm in the works trying to get him to come on with me again. He is very busy. Share screen. Share sound. Start sharing. I hope everybody's ready to go to the work brigade.
Hi, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We ask you to do two things when you come here. One, please subscribe and help us expand our reach. But more importantly, please share these videos for people that can sit out the multiple crises that are coming our way. This is why we created the TV channel, commonsenseshow.tv, because we didn't feel in these news clips we do, we could do justice to what's going on. So, listen, we are under such attack right now. In the last piece I did, you're probably really disturbed by the whole evidence. Because things are coming to a head in Ukraine, and they will take our kids. And we talked about we showed what the Military Times said, and then we talked about the Council on Foreign Relations that's picked every president since World War II except for Donald Trump. this is insane what's going on. But there's another kind of draft we're going to look at that's going to rear its ugly head in the upcoming conflict. And we'll go back to an Obama executive order that was passed, March 16th of 2012. And I'm going to pull that order up for you so you can look at a key provision of it. Because some of you go, I don't have to worry. I'm too infirm. I'm too fat. I'm too old. They'll take any able-bodied person they can get. Tim Pool's over talking on his channel right now. He says the soy boys, weaklings, I think that's what he means by the term. I'm not really sure what he means by that. But 18-year-olds who are morbidly obese, can't even do a pull-up. He said that they need to go older with people that take care of themselves, 20s and 30s and even into the 40s. I think they could draft into the 50s if the manpower is needed.
Now, I want to pause that for a second. And I want to get a clarification here, and Sergeant Miller, I want you to see if I'm brushed up correctly here. You can be recalled up to 45 years of age, right?
Let's see, recalled at 45 years of age.
Or drafted.
I think the stipulations if dishonorable discharge. Are like service-connected injuries. I think that's some stipulations also. It might have could change, but you probably have to get that UCMJ, the updated, to really verify.
Okay, so now this is where I pose another question. I don't want to continue with the video after this, but I find it interesting, this video that came out of Ukraine here just a week or two ago, showing them recruiting a mentally challenged, disabled male who'd been disabled, medically proven disabled since third grade. Now, oh my God. I mean, it depends on how bad things would get, I guess, maybe one thing. But I don't put it past them to, to try and draft up into the, mid to late 50s. And even if you did get a medical discharge or something to that effect, I wonder if the, the physical would even matter. That's why I brought up that guy over there in Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, over there in Ukraine, I mean, How many men of fighting age, are available? So they pretty much got to take anybody.
Before the war really finally turned into the big shebang for which it is now, there was a lot of videos coming out of nightclubs over there of the youth, just partying their asses off. And now obviously, they've been decimated. But that's what I'm saying. If we got to such a point, God ever forbid it, would this country not do the same?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know a lot of veterans that, they give a middle finger to a lot of this shit going on. So I don't know. I don't know if that would be the match that sparks the flame, but I know a lot of veterans personally, veterans that
I'm
not happy one bit.
I agree. To the hell with that. Piss on that. Look at what you did to our generation over there in Afghanistan and Iraq. To the hell with you. You're not taking my kids. Not taking my grandchildren. You're not, none of that. No. I don't have grandchildren. I'm just stating. But, I had something. It was going to be really brilliant to put in place where I want to put it. But
that politician said up there in D.C. He said, I have a daughter. He said, over my dead body, you will take my daughter. And he said, right. I mean that literally.
Right. So this is what the question I was going to pose. I was able to regain it. So with this being said, a draft is carried out by what? Social Security, right? Am I mistaken? Because you have to have your Selective Service card. Okay? Are you following me?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Okay. Yeah, tracking. Are we tracking?
So, could this be the reason why they hired 80,000 armed IRS agents? That's a hell of a prospect I haven't heard anybody mention before.
And I'm pretty sure they're giving out Social Security numbers left and right in New York with that, you know, with all the migrants.
People better wake up, man. I mean, we're over the target right now, man. This is serious shit, you know. And just to throw these just together for how or why and whatever I thought of it, and just, you know.
Well, they inject this into that John Wayne and what y'all saying here. Did y'all hear about Illinois? Just the governor of Illinois just approved that you don't have to have a American citizen to, I guess, to be in, you know, to be
law enforcement.
Yeah, law enforcement. So what does that tell you? They need thousands of immigrants or something to come. What's the mindset to believe that, hey, they could be Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
Out of thousands. Absolutely. They come in and confiscate you and your children to go to war.
And if you don't go to the war, then you'll go to the camp.
Send my
the fun camps that Hillary Clinton was talking about. So I want to pick this back up with Dave, because, folks, you really need to hear the rest of this.
Yes, play that.
But there's going to be another kind of draft, not the military draft. So you could be one of those incapable people of fighting, but they can come and take you too. And we're going to show you the documentation for it. But first, I want to let you know, in time of war, there are food shortages. And some wars, starvation kills more people in civilian life than actual combat casualties. You know, collateral damage, as they call it. You need to worry about your food supply if we go to war, and all the signs are there, people. Medvedev said today, we're going to sanction Belarus to take our nukes. It's already there. I guarantee they're already there. It's already expanding, folks. They're lining up right now. This is called pre-deployment for going to war. It's just a matter of who's going to attack who, who's going to provoke it. I don't know, but the draft will be right on the heels. But there'll be another kind of draft that you need to worry about, so let's worry about the food. You want to starve to death in what's coming up? You want to depend on a Biden breadline? You think he cares about America? See, when we had food stamps in World War II and people had to go without and make a lot of sacrifices, at no time was there indifference to the needs of the American people by the administration of our government. Do you have that confidence in this administration? They hate America. Ergo, they hate Americans. So take care of your storable food needs now. Go to My Patriot Supply, which you can reach by going to preparewithdave.com. Preparewithdave.com, 25-year shelf life, restaurant-quality food. It's the best there is. Lots of specials in play in terms of pricing. 2,000 calories per day, and there's lots of varieties, so you won't get sick of eating the same thing. And I would learn to hide the food, because I believe food hoarding laws will be on the books too. So having said that, I'm going to go to preparewithdave.com. Let's talk about the kind of draft that's coming. It's a civilian conscription draft. And no, I'm not talking about the FEMA camp legislation called the Civilian Inmate Labor Program. I believe that was from the 70s, if memory serves me correctly. I'm not showing you that today. I'm showing you something that I believe this Ukraine war was supposed to happen after 2014, going into the Hillary Clinton presidency, 2016, because this executive order set the stage for what would have to happen in America to carry out a full-out war against Russia. All right, so let me do the good deed here, okay, and we'll go to this executive order. And I'm trusting you can see this. You can see, first of all, this is from the White House Office of the Press Secretary, March 16, 2012. It was actually drafted in 2011. That's when I first reported on it, but it didn't become published in the Federal Register until 2012, as you can see. The National Defense Resources Preparedness, and they talk about a military draft. I'm not going to bore you with that. I've already been through that. Okay. You want to go to section 501. There's all kinds of good stuff in here. It'd behoove you to go find this. You can see right here the URL, ObamaWhiteHouse.archives.gov. I'm really disappointed Donald Trump did not repudiate and revoke this executive order, but it's still on the books. Okay, here we go, 501. We scroll down here. Okay. In accordance with Section 710, Act 50, USC, App 2160E, there's an establishment in the executive branch of the National Defense Executive Reserve, so it'll form a new federal agency, isn't that wonderful, composed of persons of recognized experts from various segments of the private sector and from government for training and employment in executive positions in the federal government. So first, for this new draft, exclusive of the military draft, which will be selective service, and it'll be done in the traditional way that we've done drafts. This is different. This is coming from the Secretary of Labor. Homeland Security will issue guidance necessary for this program. Establishment, recruitment, training, monitoring, and activation of NDER units. This is civilian labor. That's really clear of what they've said so far here. Homeland Security will be the enforcement agent. They will use the FBI to resist people who don't follow the directions. Let me scroll down here a little further.
Wow.
Section 502. Feast your eyes on this and let me enlarge this on the screen. Consultants. See, this is the second kind of draft. The head of each agency otherwise delegated functions under this order is delegated the authority of the president under sections 710B and C and Act 50 USC App 2160BC. Listen to this. This is going to shock the living hell out of you. To employ persons of outstanding experience and ability. Okay. So they're going to employ you if you are qualified to do a job. But earlier you saw they're going to do training. So if they need a need filled, they don't have the people they need, they'll train new people. But I want you to see this again. I'm going to read this right from here. To employ persons of outstanding experience and ability without compensation. People say, Dave, I just don't believe this. Okay, please look at this. What does it say right here? If you can see on the screen right here, okay, you can see right here, Executive Order, National Defense Resource Preparedness, Barack Obama, and we go down here to Section 502 of this executive order. By the way, this is only the tip of the iceberg of this executive order. It's the complete control of everything. So you got 501 that establishes the chain of command, but right here. Okay, so I'll read this in its entirety. To employ persons of outstanding experience and ability without compensation and to employ experts, consultants, or organizations, the authority delegated by this section shall not be redelegated. And here's what they mean by redelegation. Labor requirements, Part 6, Section 601. The Secretary of Labor will be in charge of this, and they'll work hand-in-hand with the defense agencies to work to fill the needs that they meet. This is a civilian inmate labor program. Now, what we don't know, but it could happen, you could be forced to leave your home and go to a labor camp. Boy, where have we seen that before in history? You're certainly going to go somewhere to work. So it will be like in China where the people of Walmart live in these rooms connected to Walmart. Covered that years ago. What do you think it's going to be? Are you now concerned that you may be a non-combatant? You may not be going into the military. You're not qualified physically or whatever reason, but you have something the government needs, your labor, and they can conscript you. And it says it right there. And I don't want to see one comment on there that says there's no documentation. You've seen all you need to see. Now the question is, America, what the hell are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? This was made. You ever heard me say this? Obama was the eighth inning setup pitcher. Hillary Clinton was to be the ninth inning closer, to use a baseball metaphor. She was going to take us to war in Ukraine. Trump got us out. This is it right here. This is now being employed by the next Democrat. We had the misfortune of taking the Oval Office. And this is what they're planning to do. And if they weren't going to do it, then why is this executive order still in play? Let me ask you a question. Legally, can they do it? Well, you can see they can. So should we not be concerned? Exactly. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up. Like us. Make sure you tune in to the CommonSenseShow.tv over the next several days, because we're going to cover this stuff in depth, in detail. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.
Okay, folks. So I'm going to sign off on a note tonight. I hope everybody's took and or heeded the message given here. Folks, we're in dire times, okay? And I didn't even talk maybe about maybe a quarter, not even a quarter, not even a 32nd, interesting number, of the material that I have for tonight. So, Godspeed to all of you. Hey, all you gentlemen, thanks for tuning in tonight and joining us on the High Council Roundtable.
Good job,
Thank
John.
You, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Godspeed, everybody. We're signing off tonight.
Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and Satan was the star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me. And bloodlines, the gooders of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the nose of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. and if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hi, this is Robert Stanley. I'm the host of the Unicus Report, where we explore enigmatic events taking place both on and off this world. Please join me Mondays from noon till 2 p.m. Eastern on Revolution Radio, Freedom's Lips.